Hey, this is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. Y'all already know the vibes. Every time I come, I always come with somebody hot, somebody new, somebody old, somebody that been on it. You already know the vibes.
I don't like that old one.
I got to say it like that because, you know, I ain't messing with a rookie at this point.
Right.
So y'all already know the vibes. I got somebody here by the name of Artemis. He has been in the event industry for at least 20 years now. All aspects of the industry, from being a security guard at concerts to being a janitor at every event spot to being a manager, cook, server, promoter, etc. Then how many hats do you got? He is half of a group called
Are We Human? Mm-hmm.
The group consists of himself and Inthika Jolly. All right. Mm-hmm. They started off as a musical group and they still are. He noticed that their music wasn't being heard as much as it should be. So for about a year, he studied branding and marketing. He found a way to be heard. He started throwing his own shows, which has been something that he wanted to do, a dream of his that led him to Artemis Prom Show, which is dope because I attended, which is a variety talent show, comedians, dancers, singers, magicians, etc. This event, what he calls it right now, his baby, something that is extremely proud of. Every other Wednesday, he gets to listen to the up and coming artists perform their hearts out and possibly teach them things that he has learned in the industry that can help them in the future. He also throw about 3 weekly events and partner up with ATL Art Crew monthly for some of the best art shows in Atlanta. So y'all know the vibes. If you in Atlanta, y'all make sure y'all look for Artemis Prom because he's out there. As an artist, he knows how it feels to not be heard, to look for guidance and to not find it. As soon as he started these events, he kept that in mind. His goal is to help artists have a voice, for them to have somewhere to display their art for the world to see, for them to be encouraged and for them to feel fulfilled, for them to be comfortable, safe environment, so they can develop their skills and possibly make a career of it. The Artemis Prime Show is in momentum now with over 25 artists every show. Some of the best local artists come through to jump on his stage. Whew, I was sweating with this whole bio, man. Like, you have plenty of hats and you still do. And definitely by reading this, I'm curious, where are you from?
I don't know, man. People think I'm lying when I tell them because I don't know what to say. you know what I mean?
Because you're everywhere.
I was born in Chicago, right? So if I say I'm from Chicago, I lived there off and on until I was probably like 12, right? But if I say that to somebody from Chicago, they're going to say, where?
What
and then
part?
I'm going to say that the part where they were shooting. Then he goes, they shoot everywhere. I'm saying, I don't know what to say because I wasn't looking at street signs and shit, but I lived in Chicago for a while, lived in California for a while, LA.
How was Cali?
It was beautiful from what I remember. I moved to Cali when I was born. Like, when I was born in Chicago, we moved to California and I stayed there until I was about 5. You know what I'm saying? So I remember the beach and I remember shit. The niggas shooting and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I got more shooting.
All right.
But yeah, like, I don't remember physical things. I remember how I felt, you know what I mean, in California. I remember feeling free. You know what I'm saying? Chicago, I remember wanting to leave that motherfucker.
That's how I felt when I was in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Then my family, like, they from New York too, so I spent a lot of time up there with them. Yeah. But everywhere. But I've been here in Atlanta I'm gonna have to start telling people my age.
Right? Nah, you ain't got time for me. Yeah, you good.
Nah, but yeah, I think I've been here for about maybe like 20 years.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So y'all hear what he say. He from everywhere. Shout out to Chicago. Shout out to Cali. Shout out to New York. Like, he from everywhere. So that's what's up. That's the reason I believe that's where your artistry, you know, that influence artistry came from.
Oh, yeah,
because of,
for sure.
Yeah.
My mom, it was like a nomadic person. So we just move everywhere. And everywhere we moved, it would be somewhere fun to look at. You know what I'm saying? Like Venice Beach. We stayed on Venice Beach for a while too. I don't know if you know about Venice Beach, but it's a lot of, it's a, like a strip, but it's like a lot of eclectic type of artsy people. You know what I'm saying? My mom always had me in those areas.
Yeah. No, so that's where the...
Yeah. Then she was a vendor.
Okay.
So like she made jewelry. I helped her make jewelry. So I was in the like events and clubs since I was like, I don't know, like 10, 12, something like that.
So you already knew.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. So as far as the musical group that you started with, Indica Jahil.
Jali.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Indica. My bad. I don't know what's wrong with my words today, but y'all know I've been performing this whole week. I'm trying to get my chakras back, you know. So yes, I'm curious, like when did you start, you know, the group? Like what year did you start it?
You know what, man? Okay, so I've been writing since the third grade. My whole family write, so it was like easy for me to do it. So I write every day. I've been literally writing every day since the third grade. And when I moved here, me and Indica, we linked up like as friends, you know. She's like my close friend. She from Pittsburgh, I was from Chicago, so we just linked up. And she sing, but she never sang, if that make any sense, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I got to a level with my career to where I was like, well, I can't have this amazing talent around and she ain't doing nothing, you know what I'm saying, with her craft, so... I think that's how I started. I just threw her on hooks and stuff, you know, threw her on little verses and stuff. And then she got used to it. I got used to being in a group, you know, type of thing. And it started off as me wanting to help, but it turned out to be the best thing.
The teamwork. Yeah, that's what's up. So, how many years was how y'all group started, though? Like, how long has been?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on, like, if you want to count, like, the official time when we was like, this is what we're doing. You know what
official
I'm saying?
Official time. Let's get that. Because I know the friendship with the official could, like, add together, but, like, yeah, the official time.
We've been starting this group 12 years. Like, if I went that far, but, like, I'd say four or five years ago is when I started. Well, let me see. Nah, it's probably like 7 years now.
7 years.
Yeah, about 7 years.
That's what's up, man. Like even for you to come up and you guys go ahead and start this group up and being able to influence people and inspire people, mm-hmm. is everything. For me, it's everything too, because you're open-minded, not closed-minded, so you're able to move on and you're able to start new ideas. So that right there is a good skill to have.
You know what, man? I was always taught like to survive. So a lot of the shit that I did in the event industry was regular jobs for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't go to be security because I wanted to see concerts. You know what I'm saying? I didn't work catering because I wanted to see weddings. It's just what happened.
Yeah.
I got to this point recently, like maybe like a year or two ago. I was like, I can't be like, it's just too many coincidences. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in these situations. So basically what I'm saying is the reason I got so many hats, because I've been a worker all my life. You know what I'm saying? It's not because it ain't no strategy behind it. And then I was just trying to
survive.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But like, it's like when you look back, when you like step back and look at it, like 90% of all my job being in events. So, you know, I got to, sooner or later, I had to like just think of like, I got to capitalize on what God putting me in this path, and I'm trying to jump over here, jump over there, and that's how I'm blessed, because he keep on putting me back where I need to be, you know. It's not like that with everybody else. People, you know what I'm saying, give up or they quit, and the universe like, all right. With me, like, every time I go this way, I get pushed back into the direction that I'm in right now, so.
Okay. I can relate. Because like I wear many hats as well. I have I'm independent contracting queen. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like different types of skills, I'm definitely a driver, I'll tell you that much. Driver. Don't stop at all. But look. But even with nails too, I design the nails. I give it to the nail tech. She designs it. I have an Instagram with nails too. Mm. Y'all know the vibe. Check the bio if y'all follow me on Instagram. But other than that, too, I do deliveries. I chef, I cook, you know. So I always try to make it work. You know, I also do stocks, cryptocurrency. So I always try to get into something. I can't stay still. That's one thing I cannot do is stay still. So I can definitely relate to what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, so what was the next? I was a little curious. Let's see. So do you have any upcoming events coming up? I know you have like a lot. I know you got the temp.
I got an amazing event called The Circle, which is a poetry event. Competition. You told me. What was the word? Slam poetry?
I'm not a slam poet.
Use that
because
that just sounds so aggressive.
I'm so not a slam poet, but I try, guys. You know, I'm a healing poet. But
nah, see, that might be that New York shit, man. Like, I don't think nobody down here be saying slam poetry like that.
For real?
Nah.
I mean, I don't know. I only been here for 3 months, so I don't know.
Nah. That's the first time I heard it. It sounded like some Darius Lovehall shit. Like,
I'm crying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we don't be doing, like, it's just a competition. And then it ain't even a competition. Like, most people, like, okay, with that show, like, the people gonna come, and they not trying to win. If they do, that's extra. That's, like, with all my shows. Like, remember I was telling you, like, most people come because they've been fucking with me for years, and they know they're gonna learn something at my shows. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of reasons why they come. Like, so look, the prize is just, like, a little extra bonus. That's why I mean it, for the development, like, artist development, you know. So, like, so that's The Circle.
Okay.
That's Monday. No, no, that's Tuesday. That's every Tuesday. Then Monday, here at 555, we about to start this game that I created called Sing and Spin. Basically, that's a, we spin to see when you perform, and then we spin another wheel to see what you perform. You know what I'm saying?
That's so creative. Yeah. So y'all know the vibes every Monday and Tuesday. Is it every Monday and every Tuesday?
Every Monday, every Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
And every other Wednesday is the Artemis Prime
Artemis
Show.
Prime.
Yeah, and that's like a collection of everybody. You know what I'm saying? I done had some magicians there, comedians, singers, rappers, poets, like dancers.
Did you have Aubrey the magician there? Because I know there's a
Aubrey.
He's like a Christian magician. That's what
Yeah.
Shout out to Aubrey.
I call him something else. What's his name?
The
light
Joker.
Skinny,
light skinny. Yep, that's
light
him.
Light skin Houdini. Yeah. I had him there a few times. He a cool person. I had the other guy, Magic ATL, Kofi.
I think I seen him too on the live.
Yeah, with the fro. I be trying to reach out to, you know, like, dancers and shit. So, like, when I do have time, I go to different places and recruit. And, you know what I'm saying? Be real picky about who comes to my shit, too.
Yeah, of course, because energy is everything.
Right.
You know, and I definitely agree with the Artemis as far as learning on your show, because I did ask, you know, well, I am a student,
right,
and I did ask, how can I, you know, get better in my craft?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got that advice, you know, work on this and work on that, and keep going straight. You know what I'm saying? So he's right with that, y'all. Like, you're going to learn something. So, and they keep it real too, very direct and nothing shady over there. So definitely, if you're out here in Atlanta, make sure you come, make sure you show love, and you're definitely going to feel the vibe because it's wonderful. It was all love.
Like, art, every type of art. So we do have visual artists too. Like, so we do an art show like every other month that is exceptional. If you're an artist, a visual artist in Atlanta, then you need to fuck with me.
Like, okay, visual artists.
I got places where they can actually put their art here. They could, like, put their art here, you know what I'm saying? Tell them to hit me up if they, you know, and we'll work something out. But that's, like, any way I can get any artist to do better than what they are already doing. That's what I'm trying to do.
Ashe. That's what I'm talking about. All right. And do you have any, like programs available to people that wants to, like, better their craft? Like, have you started thinking that?
You're asking the right questions because me and Naya, we actually working on a seminar that we about to start it up. And basically, I'll be doing this for free. You sit down with me, I'm going to tell you everything I learned in the past 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I've been suggested that I probably need to charge for that.
Hey, I mean, it's your worth. You know what I'm saying? You don't work hard to get there, so it ain't nothing wrong with that. Because people will support. You are a great person.
Thank you. That's the thing. So we're going to do a seminar basically teaching them what I know and what Naya knows. And we're going to do do that for 2 days, and then the second day would take like half of that day for them to come up with their own idea for an event. And if it's a good idea, then we'll do that here, you know what I'm saying, for free, you know. So that's
what's up. Y'all see that opportunity? All right. I had to ask that question because you got a lot going on, and I'm sure, like, with all this influence and inspiration, I was just like, a program got to be coming soon. Like, yeah. Yeah, it got to be. So that's what's up. This is a question that I love to ask entrepreneurs. What message would you tell those entrepreneurs that can relate to your story, but is having a hard time staying motivated?
Keep going. The difference between a winner and a loser is a winner loses until he wins. You know what I'm saying? And all these people are regular people. You know what I'm saying? We all got the same blood. We all got the, you know what I'm saying? The only difference is some people keep going and some people quit. You know what I'm saying? So I would say just keep going. I quit so many times, man.
I can relate.
Yeah, like I said, I know. Like, wait. Sell this weed.
Fuck this whole shit.
I got a car. Man, I remember one time I had lost this rap competition that I really thought I was going to win. I had about like $1,500 on. I'm so mad. Me and my homies, we left, got in the car. I'm talking shit. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck it. I ain't doing this shit no more. And drove to Miami and stayed there for two and a half, 3 weeks. Like fuck everything. Hey, it was long and drawn out because I lost some of that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was there for so long. Like, by the time I got back, I ain't had no money. And I, like, that's a long story. Like, I was dating somebody that lived there, and I went to go visit her. I accidentally dropped my weed in her house. She was staying with her grandma.
Yeah.
So I went back over to get the weed. She was like, "You either date my daughter, or I'm keeping this weed." I said, "I need the weed." Like, it was a lot of stories like
she
that.
She said,
like,
date my daughter.
Yeah, like, she's like, because she can't be around nobody smoking weed. So what you trying to do? You trying to get this weed back? And I was like, yeah.
It might be a top shot to, you know, yeah. Take the white and leave the white.
Yeah, because look, I'm failing, bro. So it was like, I had fun out there, but like, that was me quitting. You know what I'm saying? That was me quitting. Then I went back and came back home, broke, got a regular job. I did that for like 7 years. Then I started rapping again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be like that. And I just had to like, stop doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I like wrote shit on my arm, like literally like shit to remind me to like,
To keep going.
Like, that's what I would tell. To answer your question, I would tell everybody to keep going. Because that's it. That's how you win. You just got to keep going.
He's right. You got to keep going. Your story is your story. You can only live your journey. So you have to just keep going. Because even though you think you fell, you ain't fail. You know, we are students of this world. Every day we learn, you know, and then from there we just keep going. So trust me, there's times where you're going to get discouraged. We all go through this. We all go through it. You're not alone. There's times where you're going to get discouraged, but there's times where you're going to get right back up and get motivated to continue doing what you're doing. Because like I said, your story is your story, and you can only live your journey.
And another thing, man, it get real easy when you start walking in your path. Like, the universe just start throwing you shit. You know what I'm saying? Just start throwing you gems. Like, but you got to be walking. Like I said, I don't even know if it's the right word, but I was doing peon shit. I was doing shit. I was working, standing in front of that stage, getting cussed out by them white folks at them rock and roll shows. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I would be like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why am I here? So, like, you could be doing some shit, but if it's not your path, like, the universe ain't going to, like, he's not going to put you a step up. As soon as I start walking in my path with just helping these artists, everything started opening up. Just me being in the industry wasn't enough. Like, I had to actually put the work in. Yeah, be involved, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that actually, I don't know if you follow Dizzy Brown. Shout out to Dizzy Brown. He do a lot of pop-up shops for people or artists, vendors in New York and Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He said something like that. It's like, don't expect to move forward just being, like, just...
just being active.
Just being, yeah, on social media. That's what he said. Right. And if you're not in it, like, what... like, how are you going to be able to actually move on?
Right.
So
you got to be active in what you want to
and what
do.
You, exactly. Yeah. So don't be shy and don't be afraid. And if you got to bless yourself every time you leave out that door, then go ahead and do so. But you got to be in it. You got to be involved. Because if not, like, who are you and what you're trying to do to us?
Right.
You know? Right. Like, really. So, Artemis, thank you so much for being on my show. Like, yeah. For real. Like, it was, like, an awesome conversation. And I'm sure people don't learn a lot. in this combo.
Hopefully.
And where can people find you?
Any streets. I'm everywhere.
He's everywhere. You hear that? I'm crying.
Nah. Artemis. A-R-T-O-R-M-I-S-S. On everything. Yeah.
Just Google him.
I'm
like, that's on everything.
Nah,
so
I googled my name the other day. You can't find me like that.
Oh, see, there you go. You found all the links. You on Facebook too, or like?
Nah, what? That's my government.
Okay, got you. So you on Instagram? What about Twitter?
Damn, I did say everything.
You did say. That's what I'm like, yeah, you specific. Like Snapchat, hello.
Nah, I am literally just on Instagram.
Oh, he's literally just on Instagram.
So look, if somebody wanna, goddamn, I need an assistant or something that, you know what I'm saying, work for free entry to my parties and maybe some weed or something. No, but I do need an intern or something. So holler at me.
To do all the social medias for you?
Yeah, because Instagram is enough. And I know that system. And it took me a while. I don't want to.
I get it. I get it. Trust me when I say. I definitely get it. We got to start you an Artemis Palm, Artemis Facebook page. We got to get to the Snapchat if you want to. And every time you do your stuff, you do the videos and you put it on the Snap.
It be looking cool. I be wanting to do the Snapchat
videos. It do for the little filter and all that. You know,
I literally be like every day. I be on Instagram for like 6 hours, like 6 to 8 hours, and that's just I can't see me doing that.
I'm going to teach you some things. Don't worry. We're going to talk after this show. So I'm going to teach you how to do some things. But definitely, y'all, follow Artemis. Like I said, thank you for being on my platform. And, you know, God bless everything that you're doing. Because, like I said, that is motivation. You know, our kids, they listening to us. They watching us, you know, stuff like that. So I definitely appreciate you. So, everyone, I do have an announcement to make. Wisdom the Healer is now available on iHeartRadio. Woohoo! Yes! Drum roll! So we lit! I want to thank y'all for listening because if it wasn't for y'all, my audience, like, it would have never happened. I definitely want to expand Wisdom the Healer podcast to make it on video now. So I do accept any donations. You know, help me to continue to build this foundation for the community. So my Cash App is open. Wisdom, WYZDOM 0024. I appreciate everyone. And like I said, one smile spreads everywhere. And I hope everyone have a great day on purpose.
Bam.